Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Rona Days, episode 88 of the show, where I recap my week as it is, the days after, the days before times. That doesn't make any sense. Had kind of a rough week. I got through it. But all that motivation and inspiration and all that stuff that I had previously in previous weeks, like, definitely has run its course, and things kind of dove back down. My mood has dropped as much as Bitcoin has this past week. So I've been back to unmotivated and depressed, which, you know, I think definitely part of that seasonal, the fact that it gets dark super early has continued to throw me off, completely throws me off. It gets dark at like 4 o'clock now. And it's, you know, it's tough. It sucks. Like, I enjoy the daylight. I enjoy, you know, the sunlight. I enjoy that aspect of my life. And when it gets dark, it's just, I don't know, it just like, it just makes, it amplifies the aloneness that I feel. And not that, like, I want to be around people. I just, like, it just, I don't know, it's just, I'm not the night person I used to be. I enjoy being up during the day, I guess. So the time change is definitely a part of it also. But, yeah, depressed. Doing a lot of sleeping, you know, got all my work done though, barely, but you know, it is what it is. I'll get through it, you know, like I've continued to do. It's always ups and downs, taking advantage of the up times to my best ability and trying to soak it up when I am feeling good, you know, so I have something to look forward to when I am not feeling good, even though it's hard to. When you're depressed, it's like your brain just doesn't even allow you to think of the possibility of happiness, you know, like that there's a path to it. But, you know, it hasn't been like severe depression, but it's definitely been a situation where, you know, I've noticed like just the extreme kind of desire to want to just break down and cry. You know, maybe the Kyle Rittenhouse thing definitely had a part of it, even though I knew what the verdict was going to be. I was hoping for at least a slap on the hand. Didn't get even a slap on the hand. And then I'm just thinking, you know, what the next, I mean, this is taking school shootings out of the schools and into the streets, right? Except for it is praised by conservatives. Like, imagine conservatives, like, if a school shooter did so in the name of CRT, like, being banned, like, conservatives would prop that school shooter up like they prop up Kyle Rittenhouse. Would not be surprised at all if that becomes, like, the reality that we're living in. It's not that ridiculous to think of, considering they praise that kid and hold him up as a hero. Absolutely disgusting. So that may have helped contribute to my depression, maybe. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what's the point? When something as ridiculous as that trial was, which I only saw clips, and it's just the most pathetic. Like, none of those people should be employed in their current jobs. Like, they are all bad. They're not good at their jobs. And the laws in Wisconsin, what? I feel bad for people that live in that state. But unmotivated. I have been, like, there's things I can do. There's not a lot, but I've trying to notice when I do get depressed, right? I've come up with tools and things when I have anxiety, having panic attacks. I have a lot of tools when it comes to that, with teas, meditation, breathing, those kinds of things. When it comes to depression, I'm trying to be more aware of what I do to make myself feel better. And I've been playing a lot of video games. A little over 4 years ago, I started The Many Faces. It's an ongoing series of abstract ink portraits. Each piece is improvised. Each piece is released daily. Start collecting now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF. That stands for The Many Faces. And save yourself 25% when you use coupon code RTS. That stands for The Ray Taylor Show, because that's what you're listening to. And I love you. So I want you to save 25% when you use that coupon code. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF and use coupon code RTS to save 25% when you start collecting one of over 1,600 original ink paintings. By myself, I made them. Support me. I love you. Back to the show. I hadn't been playing that much at all of the Call of Duty, which is the only game I play. But yeah, like, just doing the old school, what is it called? Battle Royale on the original map. I don't like the new map. It's okay, but it's not my favorite. Like, I love the original map. Love that. It's almost comforting. I can just like tap out of reality, right? Play this 20 minute, it only takes 20 minutes to do, unless I get killed right away. If I win, if I'm the last one standing, it usually takes about 20 minutes or so, I think. So it's a nice 20 minute break from reality. Like, I'm not motivated to do my work, so it's like, okay, I'll do a little bit of work and then I'll play a game, maybe three, maybe five. You know, maybe an hour will go by, and then I'll go back to work, do a little bit more. So kind of this, like, reward, you know, to try and get through doing the work. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty Mobile, which I love playing. I don't play teams. I do solo. Solo, the original map. Don't do any of the other challenges. I don't care about zombie mode or whatever. They've been doing all kinds of updates. I like that map. It, like, I feel like home, you know? It's weird. It's like weirdly comforting. So I've noticed that is one thing that I do when I'm depressed. Like, I can just tap out into that. Also, I've noticed that, like, you know, been watching Seinfeld obviously a lot still. TV shows like that, like kind of comfort shows or shows that are funny. Specifically, so like Seinfeld, like Impractical Jokers, or like, you know, even South Park. Putting those on in the background where it's like just so they're background and I look up and I watch them and it's like, oh, just little injections of joy. I've noticed are two things that I do. Also, a lot of masturbation. Three things that I do to help. It hacks my brain to release a little dopamine. I mean, video games already are designed to do that. I mean, the video game itself helps. I like playing it in the morning. I didn't play it this morning, but I like to play it in the morning. It's like it helps my brain wake up, along with, you know, coffee, or not coffee, but tea or energy drinks or whatever caffeine I'm ingesting. But it definitely helps my brain wake up because, you know, it forces me. I got to think. There's a little strategy involved. There's, you know, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. So I think those are like things that I've noticed for me help when I'm depressed. And they're short term. You know, these aren't long term fixes for it. Like, I know that. Just because I've been through it so much that it's kind of it comes and goes, it ebbs and flows. You know, I'm on a down point right now, which I tend to be around this time of year anyway. So I know eventually it will get better, right? Just gotta keep swimming. Keep swimming until you get to the other side. There's no going back. You just gotta make it. It's either you survive or you don't. And, you know, I'm still swimming. But yeah, been playing a lot of that. Like, I've been watching so much Seinfeld. I've been seeing the Are You Still Watching thing come up on Netflix, which I haven't seen in forever. I actually had forgotten it just seemed like that is a feature that's not on anything anymore. Maybe it's just on Netflix. Maybe it's not on Hulu or HBO, or maybe I'm watching a series and never see it pop up. Because I can't remember, like, even watching Seinfeld when it was on Hulu before it went to Netflix. I don't think Hulu has anything where it pops up. It's like, are you still watching? It's been so long since I've seen it, which is just an indicator of how much I've put. Like, I haven't even had the motivation to watch other movies to do like a top five on. I'm slowly starting. I'm watching the Harry Potter movies. So hopefully next Saturday I will be doing a top five Harry Potter films. But I've kind of enjoyed going back into those too, because it's been a while. It's also insane how much the first film did not age well. Those kids are bad at acting. So much of that CG is just laughably bad. But at least it sets everything up. The second film, their acting is a lot, but like everything gets better after the first one. But so far, the first one is my least favorite. But it's still a franchise that I haven't seen a lot of the early movies. I don't think I've seen the last three. Like, at some point, I stopped watching the franchise. So some of these I'll be watching for the first time, which I'm excited about. But also, just going back and rewatching those, it's kind of been a comforting feeling. But yeah, other than that, a lot of Seinfeld. Like, I haven't really felt like, you know, just exploring other movies. Or there's just shows that, like, that Midnight Mass show I've heard is really good. I'm going to watch that at some point. But it's just like, I just want to have something on that's going to make me feel good when I look at it. So it's been nice. I've had the Seinfeld on. Join Inspired Disorder Plus today. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus to join. Membership includes members-only discounts and deals. You get access to the Ray Taylor Show completely ad-free, as well as bonus episodes. You get access to the complete live painting archive. You also get access to every single podcast ever produced by Inspired Disorder, hosted by Ray Taylor. You get access to Ray Taylor's personal blog, as well as the opportunity to ask me any questions. So if you want to start a podcast, you're into art, ask me anything. And so many more things are being added every day to Inspired Disorder Plus. So sign up today, become a member, head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become an Inspired Disorder Plus member today. But yeah, and also I want to, which I've probably said it multiple times on the show, but I'm putting it out in the universe. I want to get in the routine of swinging my kettlebell a little bit every day, and just, I need to clean up my diet. It was going good for a long time, especially doing those mail, you know, delivery service meal kits. Obviously, you know, I've been going with what's the easiest thing to do, and that's not healthy at all. So I've, you know, dialing back on my diet just to feel better, because I'm hurt. I'm like in pain all the time. Hips, lower back, upper back, just a lot of aches and pains. I don't sleep great. I'm super out of shape. Like I am the most out of shape I've ever been in my entire life. I'm probably close to the heaviest I've ever been in my entire life. And I'm going to be 41. So it's like, I need to just get back into being a little physically fit, a little bit better. Just start Just start. Just start doing those things a little, again and trying to fit it into just my regular routine. But, you know, when you're depressed, it's easy to just say fuck it to everything. Because, I mean, when you're in that mood, you're not like, you just don't give a fuck. Like, what's the point? I don't even want to be here. I don't want to exist anymore. So why do I care about doing this thing that's like for future so I can live longer? It's like, I don't even want to live right now. And I'm going to eat better and work out to live longer. But I know those things help to fend off depression and things like that. So I know it's good for me. And I just want to feel better. So those are two things that I'm working on doing. You know, just making sure I'm ordering groceries with the right mindset. You know, just making sure I try and add this new thing, this new routine to my daily habits. I'm good at things. I do a lot of stuff every day. So I just need to add one more little thing. I've done the kettlebell workouts multiple times in my life, and every time it is amazing how strong you feel. Like, your body just feels like it's put together better. So, but also, like, you know, there is pain involved, so I need to slowly do it. I don't want to blow a knee out or anything. Because I can't afford any kind of medical anything. So that's been my week. Hope everybody's been having a good week. You know, hope you're avoiding any seasonal depression or, you know, it's tough times right now. It's been tough times. I think we're just living in tough times. Climate is the world is, there's floods everywhere, fires, earthquakes, tornadoes, you know, everything. All of the worst parts of action movies are happening all around us. And, yeah. I highly recommend, actually, if you're looking for a movie franchise to check out, which I've did a top five of, but the Purge franchise, especially the Forever Purge, I think is the newest of the franchise, and the most different too. The idea of that one is that Americans are going to be the new refugees, you know, trying to get out of the U.S. Because everything's falling apart. Politicians don't really give a shit. They're just in it to cash out, get their lottery ticket, and sell everybody out that voted for them, thinking that they were going to do good. You know, going to be a rush of people going to Mexico. I just saw a TikTok this morning of this woman showing that it moved from the U.S. to Mexico. I don't know what city she's living in. And she's showing her apartment, a beautiful apartment, one-bedroom apartment. Like, beautiful, like all upgraded, everything, private entrance, like a private balcony. And she pays like $250 a month for rent, which all utilities, cable, internet, all that's included in the rent. $250 a month, right? Eventually people are going to realize that it's not worth it to live here. It's like, Mexico is looking pretty good right now. I'd rather be around a bunch of drug cartels in Mexico than a bunch of, you know, right-wing gun nuts that just, like, aren't any better or worse than, you know, some Mexican drug cartel. Like, I'm sure the cartels probably kill people that are in the drug business, as opposed to, you know, the people that the conservatives worship. You know, just kind of kill, just whatever justification you need. I don't know. Who knows? Live in Mexico. Weather's better than moving to Canada. I wouldn't mind going to Canada either. Right? I'd go to Australia. Wouldn't mind going to Australia. New Zealand. Love going to New Zealand. I don't think it's possible. Mexico. Maybe the UK. I don't know. It just seems like a different... It's just like you're getting a different flavor of racism over there, you know? Probably. At least there's universal health care. That's nice. I don't know. But then the weather's not that great, right? Like, I want to have, like, human rights and freedoms, but I also want to have some nice weather now and then. I don't mind having, like, I don't mind bad weather now and then. Anyway, it'd be nice. Anybody, you know, how do I get to these places? New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!